You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome back to Ashburton. We're about ready to start now.
It's Political Commentary.
With Max Harris this morning. Kia ora, Max. How are you?
Yeah, kia ora, Rachel. Good, thank you. How about you?
Yeah, good, thanks. It's good to talk to you this morning. We're going to have a bit of a chat about welfare or things that kind of fall in that space. This is kind of, I guess, off the back of National's quite controversial policies this week about beneficiaries. So let's maybe start there. What has National announced this week? What's your main takeaway from it?
Yes, I think it's really important to talk about this. There's been a lot of talk about the squeezed middle this election, but not a lot of talk about kind of people who've really been crushed by the cost of living crisis.
Mm.
And yeah, basically National's come in the last couple of days and talk about a system of sanctions, ramping up a system of sanctions, which are basically, you know, when you have very strict obligations that you have to meet in order to get income support.
Mm-hmm.
They've proposed introducing a traffic light system. This in the face of pretty much no evidence that sanctions work in getting people back into work. So yeah, the Welfare Expert Advisory Group a few years ago looked at this and they said there's no evidence that this works. Actually, there's evidence that this just makes life harder for people on benefits, because if you're a young person, if you don't have a driver's license, if you struggle to get public transport, all this means is it's more likely that your benefit gets cut. Benefits are already not at the level of livable incomes. This cuts people's benefits even more.
Mm-hmm.
And so that harms maternal health, it harms child health. This is what the Welfare Expert Advisory Group said, and just makes people's lives worse. So this has led to quite a big backlash from a range of commentators and groups. National said it wants to get tough. This is coming from a place of love, is what they've said. But to me, it seems like quite a sort of dog whistle and quite a bit of a sort of posturing to try to show that they're tough. While probably making lives worse for people.
It's starting to feel a little bit like a pattern where a policy, particularly from National, is announced and then the perhaps research into that policy is questioned. And then has National been able to actually show what research they've been drawing on for this policy?
Yeah, that's right. So a journalist asked Christopher Luxon yesterday, what evidence are you relying on to show that this will get people back into work? And Christopher Luxon just said, I think it will. And this is, as you say, not the first time this has happened. So with no-fault evictions, another national policy where they're bringing back the power for landlords to evict people out of their homes for no reason. No evidence that this improves outcomes or improves housing supply, as National said, with 90-day trials that they're bringing back. That's when, in the first 90 days of work, you can be fired for no reason. There's no evidence, in fact. Yeah, there was a lot of studies done about whether this actually improves people being hired. No evidence that works. National's sort of come out and said, well, you know, we're going to do these things slightly differently. But really, this looks like kind of bringing back policies from the John Key era that have now been pretty well reviewed and shown not to work and to have negative outcomes.
What do you think we've seen from Labor? Obviously, they've rolled their policies around welfare out in quite a different way. They've had this whole sort of 10-point plan, which is to deal with the cost of living crisis. Where does welfare sit into that?
Yeah, there's not a lot of specifics on welfare in that. What Labor has made some moves in recent years. So one thing is, and this sounds a little bit technical, but they basically decided to index benefits to wages rather than to inflation, which means that benefits will go up more each year. By the way, National's also said they're going to go back on that. They're actually outflanking ACT there on the right by saying that they actually index wages to inflation, and that would mean benefits are $40 lower every week.
Wow.
But Labor has done that, and Labor, you know, increased benefits in 2021, a couple of years ago. And it removed some sanctions, but by all means, not all sanctions. So that's an important point after the debate this week, is we actually do have some sanctions still in play, which are making people's lives worse and aren't working, and they haven't been entirely removed. So, yeah, I mean, Labor's plan is mostly about, you know, removing GST off food, making dental free for under 30s. It's other steps that aren't necessarily focused so much on welfare policy.
Mm. If we look at the smaller parties on both the left and the right, is there anything noticeable, or notable, I should say, that's standing out to you at the moment as successful or perhaps worrying policy?
Yeah, 2 points maybe to make there. So with the ACT Party, they've called on a policy of electronic monitoring of people's incomes on income support. That's also received quite a big backlash from welfare experts. So that's basically saying you're going to control the kind of flow of money for people on income. That's a real restriction on people's freedom, for people who already face a lot of restrictions. The Greens have been real champions of welfare policy, and they have centred welfare policy in recent months. And they've said they're going to wipe debt owed to the Ministry of Social Development. Debt owed to MSD is really quite significant. There's actually 461,000 people that owe debt to MSD. That's almost one in 10 people in New Zealand. So that's something that affects, one in 10 people, and that's probably quite a positive step in kind of lifting the weight off people's shoulders. The Greens would also remove all sanctions, so going a bit further than Labor, and also have a package of, a minimum income guarantee, which raises welfare up to a level of sort of livable income. So they're probably the party with the most promising welfare policy. I've heard Te Pāti Māori speak about welfare. They're wanting to be tamariki-focused and wanting the welfare system to be more based on te tiriti or waitangi, but haven't come up with, as far as I can tell, many specific guarantees beyond that. That's sort of where we're at. In general, we're seeing the major parties focusing on the squeezed middle, not focusing so much on the crushed margins.
Yeah, if we zoom out to that lens again, at this point in the election campaign, I mean, early voting for people domestically starts next week. What does this tell us about, I guess, the pattern of this election? Where are we at in the rhetoric?
Yeah, I think it's pretty disappointing. Some people might have seen another leaders' debate last night on News Hub, which was a little bit more fiery, but we are in a cost of living crisis. We hear the politicians and the media talk about this on, every debate, and yet it seems like when it comes to the actual policies, either there's not much attention paid to people right at the bottom, or we're kind of not focusing enough on some policies that would be really harmful. And I think that raises a question for our politics, and it's relevant to students and young people too, which is, how do we shift our politics so that it is actually focused on those people who've been left behind by politics in recent years, including renters, Māori, students, migrants, because if we don't change this, those people are either going to be continued to be ignored or continued to be hurt by some of the policies we've been talking about.
Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Max. It's great to hear your thoughts today. There's still a lot of campaigning left to go, even though the election is, truly kicking into gear next week. So I'm sure we'll have you back for your thoughts soon. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Rachel. Have a good one.
Kia ora.
See
you. You just heard a bit of political commentary.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.